large network supporting the folks that you see on the ground every night.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I think a lot of people don't realize the absolute sense of community that has grown from this movement. Thank you for sharing that. Before we wrap up, Juniper, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I definitely want always to call back to and center the reason why we're out on the streets right now, and that's because we're fighting for Black lives, and we're fighting against, in particular, police brutality and mistreatment of Black lives, and it's, you know, specifically George Floyd that really instigated this. But the reason why we're out there every night doing all these things and being tear gas is because we are standing up to say that Black lives matter, and we're standing up with our Black neighbors and our community members to show support. And I want to make sure that that gets centered in every single conversation I have, because yes, tear gas is important, but the really important thing here is that Ted Wheeler and Chad Wolf think Black lives are so unimportant that they're willing to use hazardous chemicals indiscriminately to show how unimportant they believe Black lives are. And every day, in response, people show up to say that Black lives matter and that they're willing to put their lives and their bodies on the line in the face of chemical weapons to show that Black lives matter.
Juniper, thank you so much for speaking with us today. We really appreciate the work you're doing and look forward to following it closely in the months to come.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really great talking with you.
KAMU Community Radio wants to know what you care about this election season. We want to ask our listeners one simple question. What do you think candidates should be talking about as they compete for votes? Let us know by filling out our Citizens Agenda survey, and you can be entered into a sweepstakes to win a $50 Visa prepaid gift card. The responses we get from our community will inform our reporting on the November election. We want our coverage to serve our community, and we need your help to make it happen. If you would like to participate and be entered to win $50, go online to bit.ly/KBOOSurvey. Again, that's bit.ly/KBOOSurvey.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for this evening's show. I'm also one of your interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about everything KBOO. We talk about things that are going on inside of KBOO and outside of KBOO, and it's a show for our volunteers, our listeners, our members, and anybody who likes tuning into KBOO. So first things first, we're going to talk about potential new volunteers. We are still in the middle of our program proposal drive that's been going on since September 1st all the way till September 10th. So you got a very short amount of time. So if you are one of those people who has an idea for a new show here on KBOO, go ahead and go to our website, kboo.fm, and you will find a link to the program proposal, and you will be able to submit your idea. You're going to have to turn in a one-hour pilot with that. You don't need any radio experience. You don't even need to be a current KBOO volunteer, because you will become one if we offer you a programming slot. That's right. If you do get your proposal accepted, you will need to go through KBOO volunteer orientation so you can become official KBOO volunteer. And I know people are like, well, how am I going to put a show together, a pilot together, if you're also saying that I don't need any radio experience? Well, put something together and kind of fake your way through it. That's what KBOO is here to do. We're here to teach you how to radio. So we just want to see, what is your idea? What do you sound like on mic? And so turn those proposals in. We've already gotten a few in, and we just got like two more days to get that in. So we look forward to hearing from all of you. You can find more information about the program proposal drive again, and that actual proposal form on our website at kboo.fm. Right there on the front page, you'll see a link right to it. Okay, something for our members and potential members. We are accepting also applications for people to be nominated to our board of directors. And that application is due on Wednesday, September 23rd. So we're looking for people who have experience with working on boards, preferably nonprofit boards, just people who wake up in the morning and say, governance, yes. Meetings, yeah. Budgets, woohoo, I want to do that for KBOO. It's such an important role at KBOO. You know, oftentimes when we think of community radio, we think of, well, the radio, we think of what you hear on air. But the reality is that it takes a huge team of people. It takes a small staff, but then it takes a bunch of volunteers doing all sorts of roles behind the scenes, off air, which includes our board of directors. And so if you are interested in being part of our board, guess what? You can go to our website where you will find that application. Again, they're due by Wednesday, September 23rd, if you want to get on the ticket this year for our board elections. Okay, now something for, well, something for everybody. KBOO right now has a survey out for anybody who wants to take it. You don't need to be a member of KBOO. Anybody who likes to listen to KBOO. So it's called the KBOO Citizens Agenda Survey. And what we're doing is we're asking residents of Oregon and Southwest Washington what matters most to them in the November 2020 election. And basically, it's just a survey where you're going to answer, well, those questions. What do you want to hear from us? Because that's, you know, a really great part about community radio is that our focus gets to be on the community. And so we want to know, what do you want to talk about? What is really interesting to you? What do you think are those issues that topics maybe aren't getting covered? You know, so we want to hear from you so that we make sure that we are listening and amplifying the voice of our community. Again, that's KBOO's Citizen Agenda Survey, and you can find a link for that on the front page of our website. Also going on right now, since you've been listening, you know that we are in the middle of a membership drive, and that it's, I personally think that it's the best time to give right now, because if you can give to KBOO, your dollar will be matched dollar for dollar, up to $10,000, and which is made possible by Ronnie LaCrue. So we really appreciate them and their support of KBOO, and to give you, our listeners, our members, an incentive to give right now and help support your community radio station. Because as we always say, you know, KBOO is not powered by ads or commercials or, you know, a bunch of rich people who are able to give huge donations. That's not the way we do it. The way we do membership and the way we like to fund our community radio station is to really have the community fund us. So that means individuals like you all chipping in a little bit to help keep us on the air, to help keep us bringing you all that music, news, public affairs, programming, all the entertainment that we bring to everybody on a daily basis. I mean, we've been doing it for 52 years, so help us keep going for 52 years more. Why not? That'd be awesome when we get to celebrate our 104th birthday. My goodness. So you can give by going over to our website at kboo.fm, and you can click on the donate button at the top of our website, and it'll take you to a web form. Really easy, fast to just fill it out, and just know that for every dollar you donate, it will be doubled. And so that was our last announcement. So I'm going to wrap it up here. Oh, wait, I got one last announcement. Make sure to follow us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for KBOO Community Radio. And, you know, like, follow. Say hi to us. Leave a comment. So thank you so much for tuning in to News from the Boo here on your community radio station. You can tune in to News from the Boo every Wednesday at 5:45, which means we'll talk to you again in 1 week. Thanks for tuning in.
90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
Do you believe in the importance of community radio?
Of course I do.
Then show your support today by donating online at kboo.fm and help us meet our fall fundraising goal of $80,000. We can only get there through the